Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, too, Deadly, going to catch up with the Deadly sister there, Jalara Wagner, who is in her third year of exercise science, secondary teaching degree at ACU. And on the line, we have Jalara. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sis, let the mob know who your mob, where you from?
No worries. I'm actually from Cairns, the Gimbali Wallabar Yidinji mob.
Sister, please, represent.
Yeah, all and right. The Jungin mob out Mount Mulligan area.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there you are. So you're based where now at the moment?
So I'm currently in Brisbane studying.
Okay, so third year, exercise science. Yep. Give us a description, exercise science. I'm thinking PE, physical education, yes?
Yeah, so I'm doing PE teaching for high school and geography as my minor / history.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then exercise science, if I didn't want to do teaching, I could do like PT in that scope of practice.
Like personal trainer?
Yes,
okay,
correct.
Too deadly. So you're into physical action, aren't you?
Yes, I'm pretty competitive on the touch football field.
Touch football, I was going to ask what sport, yes, touch, yes. What else?
Yeah,
is?
Definitely love watching my AFL and rugby.
Okay.
But yeah, have come from a pretty active family. We did a lot of cross country back in the day and triathlon and all that.
Yes. Too deadly. Fantastic. As I mentioned off air, too much couch, not enough ouch. We've got to get physical. We've got to get exercise. I hate to say, eat less, move more.
Yes, definitely agree with that.
Fantastic. So you have aspiration of the physical component of life that you went into study and to become exercise science and secondary teaching degree. So third year, when do you actually finish your studies?
So I actually am due to finish next year. So the end of next year, I'll be a qualified teacher.
Okay. And we're talking secondary, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
And so what happens there? Is there any particular place you want to go and work at, or do you just put your name down through the curriculum, the education system, and then they place you, or do you have a have your own request, or how does that work, Jalara?
So because I'm on a BC scholarship, I actually give back 2 years with their mob, so I could be placed anywhere from Sunshine Coast to Gold Coast or even out to Kingaroy. So,
okay.
I'm not too sure just as yet.
Yes.
But it'll probably be the Brisbane region. I'll probably start off my teaching, and then I'm hoping looking up, like going rural, maybe even to NT.
All right.
And possibly maybe in the future back home with, you know, my family. But,
yeah, beautiful.
There's just so much to do at the moment. Like, I really want to go travelling overseas and all that.
Yes. So, yes, yes, yes. Fantastic.
Yes, I'm not really sure, yeah.
All right, good, good. So a slight plan of attack. But and with that, when you're placed as your, when you finish your degree, you graduate, is that a one-year, two-year phase that you have there in Sunshine Coast, Brisbane area? Is it 2 years, you say, or is it 1 year? Is it?
Yeah, generally 2 years.
2 years, all right.
But it could even change, like, to 1 year. So,
okay.
It really depends on what's available as well. So.
Well, you get your job when, once you graduate and save a bit of money because you said you want to travel and you need money to travel. So
exactly, there's
the focus.
For sure.
All right, good.
And there's definitely so much to do and so much to see. So. Yeah.
And where are you doing your studies? At ACU?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, near Banyo.
And any other First Nation students as exercise science, secondary teaching?
There's a few, yeah.
Cool.
But most of them, I would say, very different areas.
Okay.
A few business, nursing's quite big, and paramedicine.
All right.
But yeah, different, lots of different areas. And because my brothers are down in Melbourne studying, both of them.
Okay.
So they're at Melbourne Uni.
Very studious family, sister.
Yeah.
Everyone's all at uni.
Theory.
Fantastic. And
yeah,
so.
And then,
talk about the support when for our young ones who are grade 11 and grade 12 this year, for example, thinking about going uni. Is there support as a First Nations student studying in university. Do you find the support is good and other students working alongside?
Yeah, definitely. I think in terms, like, it obviously depends on where you go to, but ACU, I've loved the support from the Wimala mob. They've been great, like, settling in, you know, from away from home and family and mob.
Yes, exactly.
That's been great, and, like, they've been such an extra help in terms of academics, even, like, for work and all that. So, there's just so many things that has really helped me settle in, so I would definitely recommend going to, like, the Indigenous units and, like, even just going to other services, like academic skills or something, very beneficial for everything.
Lovely. So do they have a department university for, like, Indigenous support group, so to speak?
Yeah, so, like, ACU, they have Wimala, and, like, other unis have different ones. But Wimala, they are focused on Indigenous students and helping support them for their studies and all that.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. So, are you saying two brothers are studying as well? Is that the three kids in the family?
Yes, that's correct. What's really inspired that is our pop, he only got a grade 3 education level, and he really understood the impact of education and how beneficial and important it is. He's definitely the one that's always encouraged,
yes.
You know, my mum, to get an education, and us even to go on to higher education.
Good.
So.
Too deadly. Fantastic. Well, enjoy that journey. That's what it's all about, my sister. And we need more Black exercise science secondary teachers out there. So proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing, my sister. Another 12 months. Hang in there. And
thank you.
We'll see you at the top and see you when you get home. Becky in Cairns, Dallara.
Yes, for sure. Can't wait to get back to just fishing and going out to the reef and all that.
Exactly.
I was lucky to go home just recently, so I'm super keen to go again.
Good. And it's cold down there, isn't it, sis?
Yeah, it's a bit cool at the moment. It's not too bad, though, with weather, but a perfect time to go to the beach.
Yeah, well, hang in there, sister. And thank you for the yarn. You keep smiling. We'll yarn soon.
No worries. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Bye, Jalara. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Diddly yarn there. Jalara Wagner, her name is, and third year of exercise science, secondary teaching degree at ACU. So fantastic. And stems from Cairns. So two Diddly represent. And big shout out to her two brothers who are studying down in Melbourne as well. This is your Diddly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Baldy one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Too deadly.